Then I escaped from that place, made my way through Hellas, where the dancing floors are wide, until I came to Thyas' fertile plain, mother of Phlox and Peleus the king. He gave me welcome, treated me with love, as a father would an only son, his heir to rich possessions. And he made me rich, appointing me great numbers of retainers on the frontier of Thyas, where I lived as lord of Dolopes. Now it was I who formed your manhood. Handsome as a god's, Achilles, I who loved you from the heart, for never in another's company would you attend a feast or dine in hall, never, unless I took you on my knees and cut your meat and held your cup of wine. Many a time you wet my shirt, hiccuping wine bubbles in distress when you were small. Patient and laborious as a nurse I had to be for you, bearing in mind that never would the gods bring into being any son of mine. Godlike Achilles, you were the man-child that I made my own to save me some day, so I thought, from misery. Quell your anger, Achilles. You must not be pitiless. The gods themselves relent, and are they not still greater in bravery, in honour, and in strength? Burnt offerings, courteous prayer, libation, smoke of sacrifice, with all of these men can placate the gods when someone oversteps and errs. The truth is, prayers are daughters of Almighty Zeus. One may imagine them lame, wrinkled things with eyes cast down that toil to follow after passionate folly. Folly is strong and swift, outrunning all the prayers, and everywhere arriving first to injure mortal men. Still they come healing after. If a man reveres the daughters of Zeus when they come near, he is rewarded and his prayers are heard. But if he spurns them and dismisses them, they make their way to Zeus again and ask that folly dog that man till suffering has taken arrogance out of him. Relent. Be courteous to the daughters of Zeus, you too, as courtesy sways others and the best. If Agamemnon had no gifts for you, named none to follow, but inveighed against you still in fury, then I could never say, discard your anger and defend the Argives. Never, no matter how they craved your help. But this is not so. He will give many things at once. He promised others. He has sent his noblest men to intercede with you, the flower of the army, and your friends, dearest among the Argives. Will you turn their words, their coming, into humiliation?